Eanor had held the crown only 7 years when the Lord of Morgul repeated his challenge, taunting the king that to the faint heart of his youth he had now added the weakness of age. Then Mardil could no longer restrain him, and he rode with a small escort of knights to the gates of Minas Morgul. None of that riding were ever heard of again. It was believed in Gondor that the faithless enemy had trapped the king, and that he had died in torment in Minas Morgul. But since there were no witnesses of his death, Mardil the good steward ruled Gondor in his name for many years. Now the descendants of the kings had become few. Their numbers had been greatly diminished in the kin-strife, whereas since that time the kings had become jealous and watchful of those near akin. Often those on whom suspicion fell had fled to Umbar and there joined the rebels, while others had renounced their lineage and taken wives not of Numenorean blood. So it was that no claimant to the crown could be found who was of pure blood, or whose claim all would allow. And all feared the memory of the kin-strife, knowing that if any such dissension arose again, then Gondor would perish. Therefore, though the years lengthened, the steward continued to rule Gondor, and the crown of Elendil lay in the lap of King Earnil in the Houses of the Dead, where Earnor had left it. The Stewards. The House of the Stewards was called the House of Húrin, for they were descendants of the steward of King Minardil, Húrin of Eminardin, a man of high Numenorean race. After his day, the kings had always chosen their stewards from among his descendants, and after the days of Pelennor, the stewardship became hereditary as a kingship, from father to son or nearest king. Each new steward indeed took office with the oath to hold rod and rule in the name of the king until he shall return. But these soon became words of ritual little heeded, for the stewards exercised all the power of the kings. Yet many in Gondor still believed that a king would indeed return in some time to come, and some remembered the ancient line of the north, which it was rumoured still lived on in the shadows. But against such thoughts the ruling stewards hardened their hearts. Nonetheless, the stewards never sat on the ancient throne, and they wore no crown, and held no sceptre. They bore a white rod only as the token of their office, and their banner was white without charge. But the royal banner had been sable, upon which was displayed a white tree in blossom beneath 7 stars.